Lori Gottlieb Consulting presents Episode 3, The Road to Volunteer Burnout, How Are You Going to Avoid It and How Are You Going to Manage It? By Lori Gottlieb. As the saying goes, if you want something done, ask a busy person. This holds very true for volunteers and the dedicated work that they do. People are busier now more than ever, and balancing life has never been more complicated. People volunteer for a variety of reasons. They want to make a difference and give back to their community, but they also want balance in their volunteer efforts. If they don't get the balance, they will get burnt out. This is called volunteer burnout, and it's more common than you think. The problem is that we do not notice the burning out until it's too late, and what you're left with is either a very unhappy volunteer or a great volunteer who just quits. Sometimes you cannot avoid the burnout. This is just the path of volunteers chosen. There are several steps that you can take to help volunteers to avoid burning out, leaving and feeling terrible about it as well. Some of the causes of burnout can be the volunteer's choice of taking on too much, which can lead to poor self-management, unrealistic expectations, and lack of support and guidance from their supervisor. So how do you know that your volunteer is heading for a burnout? There are some signs that you can look to help people before it goes too far. For example, there's lack of enthusiasm for the mission of your organization or the work itself. There's negativity or complaining, not attending your responsibilities or canceling shifts or not showing up at meetings, overreacting to simple problems and performance slipping. Good volunteers are key to reaching your goals and objectives, and they are hard to come by. So it's important to make sure that you take the time to care for them and that they take the time to care for themselves. So the following tips will help you to avoid volunteer burnout. First of all, you want volunteers to connect to purpose. You want to make sure the volunteer knows why they're doing what they do. They should understand the impact of their work. If they're doing a huge mailing, for example, connect them to the end result. Let them know that by mailing 1,000 donation letters, we received 20% of our funding, and that allowed us to provide 100 hours of support to our stakeholders. If they understand the impact of their work, then they'll feel like they're part of the solution, and they'll even be great ambassadors for you. Secondly, create an achievable volunteer position. I've seen lots of volunteer positions that have so many responsibilities in there, it's daunting. When you create your volunteer position, you need to assess it for the risks of burnout. If there's too much to do, then the volunteer will become overwhelmed. So you want to make sure that the role description and the ability to be successful is achievable. They won't tell you this because they think they can do it all. You may want to break down the position into manageable tasks and have more than one volunteer do each task. Or you may want to break down the position where you have a priority list. Also, you need to check in on a regular basis. So once you've placed a volunteer in a position, that doesn't mean that you just let them go about their business until it's time for recognition. I recommend doing a 1 week, 1 month, 3 month, 6 month check-in. Ensure that the actual responsibilities of that role description are achievable, are reflective of what's actually happening, and if necessary, you need to edit the position. Tasks tend to grow without us realizing it. Take time to step back after a reasonable period of volunteering and ask the volunteer what their thoughts are about the tasks. They will be the best judge of what's happening. For example, after an event, you should not only do a debrief with your staff, but also include volunteers' input into the process. Volunteers have a view of what the role is very different than what staff are. Thirdly, give volunteers holidays. Give them permission to take time off. They need breaks too. They need to be able to step back and refresh just like staff. We need to expect the volunteers to have some time off. We tend to expect volunteers will always be there come rain or shine. This may go beyond just taking a vacation. You may want a volunteer to take a longer break with the assurance that they can always come back. Volunteers need to feel like they have a home to come to. They need to feel vested in the work that you do, and they do take it personally. You need to assure them that this is all for the best for everybody. If a volunteer wants to go away for 3 months, then we should give them permission to go away for 3 months. Now in the world of virtual volunteering, there's opportunities to volunteer wherever you are. If a volunteer is rejuvenated, then everybody wins. One way you can do this is to have volunteers sign up for different events that they're not always expected to do every event or every activity. You can also set up a structure that after so many hours of volunteering or a length of time, they need to take a certain amount of time off. You can still keep them engaged in other ways. For example, they could be checking in with you, opportunities for education, a recognition opportunity, or the fact that they're getting a newsletter or some kind of update from the organization. This way they feel that they're connected with you, but at the same time they're being able to take that break. And these days volunteers want that break. Volunteers don't want to be working or feeling obligated to work for a long term. They really want to be more project-based. Next, we need to set guidelines at the start. Many organizations don't have limits to their volunteer work. For example, boards of directors set limitations to the length of time they can sit in any one position, but do not set limits to their full terms on the board. Volunteers could be sitting on a board for many years. This is not always a good practice for either the volunteer or the organization. If you do this, then there is not a lot of opportunity to bring in new ideas, new volunteers, and new practices. You will start to get the "we did this before" approach. This holds true for any position. Everything has a cycle, and volunteer positions follow suit. If a volunteer has been in the same position for a long time, they have seen many things come and go. This can breed negativity. If you set parameters from the start and put it into the position description under length of volunteering and talk about it at the interview and the onboarding stage, then it makes sense that the volunteer will not feel like this is a criticism to the work, but part of the core business of that role. We also need to thank volunteers. There are so many ways to thank volunteers, but there are a few rules you should follow. It should be timely, it should be genuine, and it should be connected to the goals and the ongoing relationships that you have with volunteers. For example, if you're having an event, you should follow up immediately after the event. Whether it's a thank you, whether it's an opportunity to debrief, whether it's a survey, you want to make sure that your recognition relates back to the event. So you don't want to do a thank you 6 months after event or even 30 days after the event. The next morning, there should be some type of an email or something that's in the inbox of the volunteers. You want to find ways to recognize the efforts that connect to the impact. You want to celebrate milestones through your many lines of communication and through technology. For example, you can add some highlights in your annual report or have a volunteer highlight corner to your website. You want also opportunities to have volunteers feel comfortable to give feedback. That's not something that I think we do well. Yeah, we do send out surveys and we put all these, you know, yes, no questions in there, but do we really take that opportunity and ask those open-ended questions to find out whether a volunteer feels that the role that they're doing is reflective of what they thought they were going into, that they feel that they are of value, what they would like in terms of support to help them with retention. So there's all kinds of ways to connect. You want to make sure that you have input. At the end of the day, you need to remember that you may have to put in some time in the interviewing, the screening, the onboarding, the training, but what you will get back is so much more. You will have happy, dedicated volunteers who make a difference and who will always be your advocate, your cheerleader, and ambassador. But if you're dealing with a difficult situation, you have to make sure that you're looking at warning signs. So don't ignore those warning signs. Like we had talked about, things like sarcasm, rudeness, passive-aggressive behavior, forgetting to do something, not showing up, those can be warning signs of something bigger. You don't want to assume that you know what's going on. Prior to having a conversation with a volunteer, try and get as much information about the scenario, the situation, if something's going on, but you want to make sure that you don't assume something. If you're going to have a conversation with a volunteer and have to deal with a difficult situation, you need to ensure that you're doing it promptly. You need to be honest. You need to keep out the emotion. You want to ensure that you're describing the observation. So it's not about the person itself, it's about the behavior, and you want to use examples of that behavior. You want to use that position description as a tool to talk about next steps, the behavior, what's going on, and how we can resolve it. You want to ensure that you're indicating a shared commitment, and you want to ensure that you're following up on this. The whole concept is that you have happy, dedicated volunteers who will make a difference and will always be there for you. Just by understanding that your role does not end once you've placed the volunteer, and by taking a little time to say hi, to nurture your relationship, and understand your individual volunteers, you will have a happier and healthy volunteer. Thank you. Please go to lauriegottliebconsulting.wordpress.com for more articles, workshops, and reach out anytime. See you soon.